everyone. This is Dan Dix here from Press for Truth, and we are currently now standing just outside the edge of the Metro Toronto Convention Centre. Now, this is the location where we made our video report about a month ago, and as you can see, things have drastically changed since then. We are just 1 week away from the international banksters who are about to descend on our city, and as you can see, the police state is now being ramped up in the downtown Toronto core. So as you can see behind me, where some of your $1.2 billion worth of tax money has gone, it has gone into giant metal fences, security cameras all over the place, and an unprecedented amount of police crawling all over the place. Now here in Canada, we do have our own national bank, but as a condition of joining the G7, which became the G8 and is now the G20, we gave up the right to loan ourselves money at no interest. We gave that right up to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, who is not held accountable to us whatsoever. Now, the current governor of the Bank of Canada, Mark Carney, was once on the payroll for an organization known as Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman Sachs is currently under investigation for fraud down in America. So now here we have a guy who was once involved with international private bankers. An interesting little story is about where our money comes from and where the idea of fiat-based currency began. A long, long time ago, when people used to carry around their gold coins and their silver coins to pay things for things in the marketplace, they wouldn't want to carry around all that metal. It was heavy, and logically, they didn't want to carry it around. So that's when some of the first bankers, gentlemen who had vaults and safes that could protect your money, people thought, you know, instead of carrying around all this change in my pocket, I will give it to this guy so he can hold on to it for me, and in exchange I will get a receipt to say how much money I deposited into the bank. Now, these receipts began to be used and traded in the market basically as the first paper money. The problem is when the bankers realized that it was only a very small percentage of people who deposited their gold actually showed up with the receipts to get it back. So they came up with the idea of lending out more receipts than they actually had gold to account for it. And now that is where the beginning of this fiat-based currency begins, where banks are now allowed to lend out sometimes upwards of 400 times more than they actually have in the reserves. And the problem with this is that they now charge interest on these loans out of money that was created out of thin air. It's not backed by anything, not backed by gold, not backed by anything. It is literally just numbers on a screen. Only about 2% of our money is actual cash. Everything else is mortgages, business loans, credit card debt, and that is the problem we have with international institutions like the IMF, who are coming here for the G20 summit to basically set up their global banking scheme.
The only time that you'll be stopped and won't be allowed in there is if some, and I stress this, a very, very significant security threat arises. Those gates could close. And if they close, no one is getting in, with a pass or without a pass. And sadly, that's just the way that we have to deal with that. Now, granted, those gates will reopen once that threat passes. But I stress again, I must take an extremely significant security threat for us to close those gates, because we understand the impact that will have on our residents and on the businesses contained in those security zones.
We went to a town hall meeting about the G20 downtown here, and I had the opportunity to get up onto the mic and ask George Tucker, the representative of the Toronto Police and the security units who are going to be charged of the G20. In 2007, there was a summit that was held in Montebello, Quebec,
where three Sûreté du Québec police officers were caught as agent provocateurs. They were dressed as aggressive protesters with rocks in their hands in an attempt to incite violence. George, as a representative of the Toronto Police, can you assure us that the Toronto Police Force will not engage in any police provocateur agent activities at the G20 summit?
Other matters, security matters, I'm not at liberty to discuss those in an open format.
Now, just the other day, I saw on the news on CP24, they were laughing off the idea of people like myself making accusations about the police potentially doing illegal activities like being agent provocateurs. They laughed it off as a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
No. Put the rod down, man! Go on, it's our line!
These three guys are cops, everybody!
As we confirmed yesterday, the three people in question were indeed Sûreté du Québec police officers performing their duties.
So what that does is that really shows the fascist extremes that the Canadian government is willing to go through in order to discredit people who are going to be here protesting the G20.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just curious what you're videotaping.
I'm just doing like a pre-G20 coverage of like the security perimeter, all that stuff that they're setting up.
Okay.
Work with an organization called pressfortruth.ca.
Yep.
Check it out online. So,
Yeah. I've been on your website.
Be sure to turn into pressfortruth.ca on June 25th, 26th, and 27th for our extensive coverage of the G20 summit. We are going to be covering it from all angles. We have some of our camera guys are going to be stationed all over the city. So if you want to tune in and hear what independent media outlets have to say about the G20, you can check out pressfortruth.ca on that weekend.
Work for a company?
We're with an organization called Press for Truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's an independent media outlet.
Do you have an identification?
I do not.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
Dan what? Where do you go by?
Dan is just my name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When we see people videotaping around here, I want to make sure what their intentions are.
Yeah. Our intentions is to provide some alternative information to people who are looking to learn about the G20. As opposed to the mainstream media slant on things. So, yeah.
What type of alternative information?
Like what do you mean?
What's the
G20 is.
Yeah, and what's the mainstream media saying?
Well, they're saying a lot of things. I just heard on the news just 2 days ago that they were laughing off. Well, this is interesting. I don't know if you guys are allowed to give me a statement on it, but the idea of provocateurs, police agent provocateurs being used. Have you ever heard, or are you familiar with with what an agent provocateur is?
No.
Well, in Montebello, Quebec in 2007, there was three police officers who were dressed as aggressive protesters with rocks in their hands, wearing masks, in an attempt to incite violence. The Quebec police ended up admitting to it and said, yeah, they were our officers and they were just performing their duties. But the mainstream media just the other day laughed it off as conspiracy theory. So we're just going to make the point that it's... Why would you call it conspiracy theory when it's being openly admitted? So, and about the 10,000 police that have descended upon the city.
Oh, because we're here for security.
Oh, of course. Obviously.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you got...
So I just asked you your name and you failed to identify yourself.
I did not. I told you who I am.
Your first name, but you...
Yeah. Well, I don't feel that I have to identify myself when I've done nothing illegal. We're on your side. We have nothing against what you guys are doing. We're just trying to bring alternative information to the situation. That's it. Simple as that.
Okay. And where does this information get broadcast to people?
It's internet-based.
Internet?
Yeah.
So you have a website?
Yep.
So what's the website called?
It's Press for Truth.
Pressfortruth.ca. Yeah.
So you can check it out, see what we're all about. We're just exercising our freedom of the press.
All right, well, we'll back off a little bit so you can...